There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, Friday style. Glad to have you here. A couple hours of live local talk, and I'm glad you're here on this Friday, the Friday in front of the biggest Friday of the year in the shopping world. Wait, that's Christmas Eve. This is the biggest Friday of the shopping year, and we are live at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, a great place for you to be as well. Heck, even before we got started today, folks have been coming in and doing exactly what I've been telling y'all for years you can do in here is come in, get more gifts for your money, and get it done quickly. When you say, you know, I got to buy for, you got like four or five people on the list, what am I going to do? There truly is, not cliche, there is a store you can come to and get the shopping done for about everybody on your list, and it's right here at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And Angelo is here to tell us more.
It's awesome having you guys here today.
But it's a lot of fun, and if folks come out today, the turnaround has been. Now, I know we could get a crush of people in here, all that, but you're turning around people, and I watched the
pretty
guy
quickly.
Just came in. It was like a 7 minute get the gifts and get going.
We have a great selection. We have a huge variety, whether you're looking for jewelry, whether you're looking for coins, gold and silver. You know, before we went on air, you talked about people that are looking for gold as a gift, and you had a budget number in mind.
That's
said,
right.
Well, are you going to have enough? Are you going to be able to get it? And you learned real quickly that
you got
there's
it.
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah, you got it. And on the coin side here, or the rounds, you know, you got people looking for precious metals. We know that. That's obviously, go look at the numbers.
Sure.
And we can talk about how they're trending. But people are saying, okay, I want to give something a little more special. I mean, the gold is pretty special. Silver is pretty special, but how do you make it unique?
And that's one of the things we talk about all the time, because you can get a silver dollar, an old worn silver dollar with the stories. We've had that discussion before. You can get a beautiful uncirculated Mint State 65 silver dollar that's absolutely a gorgeous little piece of artwork. But if you were somebody that really wanted to kick it up this year, get somebody that extra special gift, we have the $20 gold pieces, which is the big boy size of that silver dollar coin we're talking about. And we have those also certified. Anything from MS63 to Mint State 65 in a $20 gold piece. It is an absolutely beautiful little piece of artwork that's also almost an ounce of gold and also a collectible coin.
Okay. And help me, too, on the 63 to 65. What is that?
So the grading scale goes from 0 to 70.
Okay.
Or 1 to 70. 1 is, I'm pretty sure it's a coin. 70 would be absolutely perfect.
Right.
But we got to sort of remember that back in the day, they didn't have the robots and the equipment like they do now. Nowadays, they're making collector-grade coins every single day. Back then, they were mass-producing these things. Silver dollars, for example, there's 1,000 silver dollars in a bag. They weren't being well-treated and weren't well-behaved.
Sure, right.
So they're going to have scratches and dings and marks on them.
Okay.
So you want to know, hey, this coin is uncirculated. Well, it's a Mint State 62, Mint State 63, so it's on the lower end.
Okay, that's grading just like
it. So 60 to 70 is that.
Okay.
Uncirculated scale.
Okay. So, I mean, so on other things, if people say it's 80, we may or may not be talking firearms.
Right.
And somebody would say, you know, it's 80% or it's
90%.
Okay. I get it. Now, that supply, too, is, you know, is important, because if somebody's going to come in here, and I'm talking grandparents here, and they're going to get gifts for all the children, and they want to make sure everybody has the same gifts. So,
and that's where we try to be consistent with a lot of things.
Yeah.
We have things like the Mickey Mouse Christmas we get in every single year. So they have three grandkids, get all three of them the 2021 Mickey Christmas.
Right.
No argument, no debate, no frustration. We still have some of those Christmas engravables left. Those are always very popular as well. Those can be personalized. Put somebody's name, put their initials on the back. We cannot write a novel on the back of these things. I'd love to, but we can't. So let's keep it simple. The kids initials, kid's first name, works great. It's their piece. It's got their name on it.
2021, you know. Yeah,
2021 Christmas. Yeah. You know, we had the Santa Clauses and the nativity scenes.
Right.
We've sold most of those, but we still have some cool designs left on that. And then, like we've talked about before, Open L Knives just got a shipment, another shipment.
Is that what just came in?
That's one of the many things that came in. Some silver, some Open L's, and we'll probably open that up during the next break or so.
Cool.
But there's some new cool stuff that you've not seen before in the Open L line. And those are...
That I haven't seen?
That you have not seen.
That I've not seen.
That I've not seen. Other than a picture on a computer screen.
Okay.
So more cool stuff that is cool, very unique and unusual, and a perfect gift for somebody.
I'm telling you, and I know I go on and on, and I want to get to jewelry here in a second, but I go on and on about the Open L's because they get a job done for me. The job is I have a great gift for men, women, you know, people that are inside people, outside people. Cooks, not cooks. I mean,
somebody bought one of the Open L peelers the other day for themselves, and they were so amazed. They were actually making cocktails, old fashions.
Okay.
So they were, you know, slice, you know, just peeling the
rind,
peeling the rind, and you have to have the perfect peel and white showing. And
right.
All. They were so excited with how well the Open L peeler did. She came in the next day and bought out every single one we had. I had to reorder peelers.
Oh, thanks, whoever you are.
Yeah, well, yeah. I ordered more.
Okay.
They're in the box.
Okay.
And they also have that peeler that's in the child set,
yes,
which is an unusual shape and design, also works incredibly well. So we have some of those coming in.
So if your kids are getting into cooking with you or something like
that. Kids are getting into cooking, yeah. You're worried about them hurting themselves.
Uh-huh.
They have those Open L chef knives for children.
Yes.
They have Open L pocket knives for children with a blunted tip so they're not going to stab each other.
Right.
Not that we would ever do anything that as kids.
Or try to throw it at somebody else's foot. Yeah.
No. That was a game.
That's right.
A game. That was not an accident. So, like you said, lots of Open L's. Jewelry, I mean, thousands of pieces of jewelry right now.
And we got to explain that too, because when we say thousands of pieces of jewelry, people might think that is, 2 inches wide and a mile deep, but it really is a mile wide in what you have. Your select, you know, it's.
We buy estates. We buy jewelry from people. Our jeweler reconditions it, refurbishes it, changes out the stones, puts something different in there. So when we say we have 6,000 different pieces of jewelry, we mean 6,000 different
unique pieces of jewelry,
unusual pieces of jewelry. I mean, everything from 2-carat diamonds all the way down to little sterling silver bracelets that are great for the nieces or granddaughters.
Right.
That's a fun little piece of jewelry, but if they lose it, you don't have to feel like you're going to choke the kid.
Because it's not good for the Christmas season to choke them.
It's very demoralizing when you're mad at the kid because they just misplaced something. It's like, hey, it's a reasonably priced ring.
Right.
We'll get you another one. Don't get upset. And you didn't break the bank.
Okay. And talking about not breaking the bank, so many times I've come in here with you and you have a budget in mind.
Right.
All right, I'm going to spend X number of dollars. And you come in and instead of getting a thing,
you get
two things, three things, or four things.
And
many boxes. Many boxes is good.
And that is a very, very good thing, as you and I have learned over the years. And you've actually helped a lot with that, because now when people come in and say, I want to spend $100 on a gift for the wife,
mm-hmm.
we get a bracelet, a pair of earrings, and a necklace out and say, look, this is going to be around $120, and you've got this whole set of jewelry. And guys are okay with that. If you would have shown them one thing, they went, no, I need to spend more money. So now
Correct.
We show them three or four things, and if you put them together, it clicks, it makes sense, it fits our budget, and now you have three gifts instead of one, maybe four gifts, you never know.
That's right.
And you can either put them all out there and really impress her, or you can keep one as a backup.
Well, you do this old thing here. Here's what you do. So you put them out.
Right.
Okay, put like maybe one or two of them out. And then you get thank you, and then you go, wait a second, I'll be right back. And you go in the other room.
You come back with another one.
See what I'm saying? That's how you win.
Sort of wow and impress them, and just one more thing to just put the icing
that's
on
right.
the cake.
That's right. You know,
that's
how you win.
We got to learn from the man.
See, that's how you win. And one of the things, too, that if people want to look through the selection, you and I were just talking about this with somebody who was in here a second ago.
Right.
Y'all have taken the time. I don't know how you have time to do this, but y'all have a whole bunch of what's in here on your eBay store,
all the
right?
collectible coins, all the jewelry, except for the stuff we've just gotten in and
except
not processed
just rolled
yet.
In here now. Yeah.
Yeah, the stuff that literally is sitting behind my desk right now. All of these other pieces are already online. You can go to mobilebaycoins.com, click on the shopping button, a couple clicks, it'll take you to our eBay store. You can see all the stuff that we have there. We'll have people that'll peruse that on their phone, take a screenshot, come here to the shop and look at the item in person.
Right.
And go ahead and make sure it's what they thought it was. You know, it looks just the same or better in person. It's exactly what they were thinking. Then they can pick it up, pay for it, head out the door, everybody's happy.
Yeah, and you could, like, if you know, here's another pro tip. If you want to try to figure out, like, if you want to look around the house, guys, for the style of earrings or the style of bracelet or thing they like, and then you can compare that on the eBay store and then come in and, like, surgically come in here and get the items you need.
There you go. It's the way to do it. Saves time.
It does save time. That's what I'm saying. You're turning people around here. Guys, I want to speak your language. There's a ton of stuff to look at, and folks who love to shop and browse could be in here for hours, but I'm not the best browser.
Well, I'm one of those people that I know what I want. I'm going to go in and get it, and if you don't have it,
you're gone.
I'm gone. Yeah. I'm out of there. I don't have time for that. Yeah. But like the gentleman came in earlier. He goes, we normally get the Christmas Mickeys. Well, here's the 2021 Christmas Mickey.
Yeah.
I need two of those and one of those. And 4 minutes, he was out the door.
See, I mean, that's what y'all can do. So you think about that as you come in to get those Christmas gifts today. What are your hours on Saturday?
9 to 2 on Saturday, and this time of year, if we're busy on Saturday, we stay till we're done. It's not slam the door in your face at 2:01 and lock the door and you're out of here. We're going to stay till everybody's done, taken care of, and happy.
Good deal. How are we looking on bulk prices on precious metals right now? What are we looking at?
Good. Everything was sort of bumping around a little bit. It's been hovering. Gold's around 1800.
Okay.
Silver is in the mid 22s, 2250, 2260, somewhere in there. So still good values on both of those metals. We still have plenty of inventories in stock. So people that are looking at year end going, I need to do something with my cash, or Christmas is around the corner, I want to do something with my cash and impress some of my family members, get them a piece of silver, get them a piece of gold, lots of options.
Hey, can we tell the hedge story? I always thought is compelling when you've told me this, that people hear, well, precious metals are a hedge against inflation, this and that. Okay, well, that might sound like bop, 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 bop to people. Well, now, but you have a great way to make it real, comparing.
We talked about fuel prices.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're?
Fuel prices
or a steak dinner
or a night at a hotel, that the ratio of that precious metal to that commodity or that service is the same as it was
pretty much always has been. So yeah, if you're looking at things like an old silver dollar from the 1800s, 1900s, a silver dollar back in the day would buy you a nice meal. And today a silver dollar is $25, $35, which is still going to buy you a decent meal.
Right. I mean, that
and so that concept right there. But if you had a dollar and just said, oh, I'm going to put it in my bank and I'm going to have a dollar there, and now you move up to today and you pull a dollar out, you can't buy a drink.
Right.
You know, you might be able to buy a drink refill, but that's about it. You know, and people don't realize that. And gold's the same way. If you look at the value of a $20 gold piece, the buying power of a $20 gold piece.
I guess that's a term we should use, the buying power, what it can buy.
Way back in the day, a $20 gold piece would buy you a really nice custom suit. Today would still buy you the same thing.
See, that's what's so intriguing about this is, you know, because people talk about hedge and this and that, but I think that's the best description of how that hedge works.
It makes people understand it a little better. And if you look at modern times with gold and silver, you compare that silver to the value of the dollar, the value of fuel, the value of beef, whatever that commodity is you're looking at. Well, when the run-up happens, the silver keeps its buying power in comparison to the other commodities.
Right. It doesn't.
The dollar keeps buying less every time you turn around.
Right. As that commodity goes up, so does the precious metal. So it's analogous to the value of buying power.
So a couple years ago, if you would have put a bunch of money into silver instead of buying fertilizer for your farm, instead of setting cash aside for that, you could still buy the same amount of fertilizer today, even though it's almost doubled from where it was a year ago.
Don't get me started.
No, I've had a number of people coming in. Number of people coming in here saying fertilizer is double now what it was. So wait till we are producing your groceries, see what it's going to cost this.
This man
next
is
season.
Not lying. I should have, should have done more. I've been doing silver with you since we've known each other, but I should have done more. That fertilizer and fertilizer and diesel, they are not. I should have had more silver.
And we're not even closing out year one of this presidency.
Inflation mania.
It's coming.
Coming right back. More from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hanging out with Ron and Angelo. Y'all come down. Bob. Where's Bob? Bob the dog is here. He'll greet you too. And
yes,
maybe grab some goodies from Dewdrop while they're here.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right.
What
do you got?
Burgers.
Hot dogs and burgers, fully loaded and not fully loaded, but the fully loaded are fantastic. Come get a hot dog. Come hang out with us.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Coming up in just a few minutes, John Sharp from AL.com joins us to talk about, guess what? Yeah, the bridge. And some more discussion on the bridge coming up in the next half hour. Right now, I've been hanging out with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. He has stacked, he said it earlier, that there were new Opinel knives. I said, well, I've seen all these Opinel knives. He said, no, you haven't. And so he's rolling these out as well as new deliveries have come in. Now, these are, Angelo, these are like the, in the gift box, too. This is even better because, I mean, you just a little bit of wrapping paper, and you're good to go with these new Opinels. Also, here's that peeler for the kids. So if you got kids who are showing some interest in the kitchen, those things are great as well. So come check it out. And by the way, while you're here, they'll hook you up with some lunch from Dewdrop, so make sure you do that. Oh, text here, how about this? Ben says, shout out to Angelo for helping me out last week with engravables I got for the family to commemorate our son's baptism. They went above and beyond. So, you know, those kind of gift items, we're talking about Christmas, but it could be anything. It could be special occasions, baptism. It could be somebody's birthday. Make sure you stop by and get something, and that'll make it extra special. What's our turnaround now, Angelo, on in 2 days? So if you're, so time's ticking here. If you want to get one of those rounds engraved or something like that, you need to be thinking about 2 days. So back up from Friday and figure out how fast you need to get here and get that done. Also, when you stop by, make sure to check out all the selection of jewelry, as we talked about. I wish I had the sense to be able to tell you how many different kinds. I'll tell you this. I know this. There are necklaces. There are a bunch of those. There are earrings. There's a bunch of those. There are what rings? There's a bunch of those. There you go. And they look all kind of different ways. There you go. So I'm not the jewelry expert. That's why they do what they do here at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. All right. From, let's see, text line here. Now this is bouncing around here. Collectible. Okay, they're asking questions about collectible coins. Angelo, I'm putting Angelo on the spot. He was over trying to unbox stuff as the delivery's been coming. People have been asking about what do you have in old collectible coins?
Everything from Morgan dollars.
Move that mic up a little bit. There you go.
Is that a little better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've got Morgan silver dollars in stock, wheat pennies, you know, barber dimes, buffalo nickels. I mean, everything from, you know, $1, $2 little fun novelty items for the kids to some pretty amazing high-end collectible coins in stock as well.
You know, one of the craziest coins I've ever gotten from you before,
right
here, was
Ancient Roman?
Yes.
I mean, people say he was going there.
Yeah, people say, oh, I got some old coins. I said, well, look at this. I've got stuff from Ancient Rome.
Yeah, it's only, I don't know, 2,000 years old, give or take a century or so.
I mean, and a lot of people wouldn't even think that they had currency, but of course
they did.
Yeah, the Romans organized a lot of things that we still use today, and currency was one of them, metal currency.
It amazes me that so many things they did back then are still functioning today. Pretty impressive stuff. But the currency, from copper and bronze to silver and gold coins, amazing. The detail, it's funny because it's amazing if you think about it, 2,000 years ago, how much detail they could actually put onto those coins.
How did they do that? Did they smash it with something?
They had a hammer die and an anvil die, so they would smash the piece of silver or bronze down to roughly the right shape, down to a disc, put it on the hammer die, take the other hammer and smash it, hit it a couple times until they got it smooshed into a coin-ish look.
They're cool. I mean, will y'all get those in from time to time? Or
we do. We've had a hard time getting them in over the course of the last year because so many dealers haven't been traveling and going to shows because of all the drama.
Yeah, sure.
A couple of them just said, I'm not going to mess with it.
Right.
Let's wait till things calm down again.
Right.
So the guy that I normally get those from, he just took some time off. He said, you know, I'm in a place, I'm in a time where I can just take a break, focus on the family right now. So he basically took a year's hiatus from everything.
Okay. So when that's over, though, then we're going back to Roman coins.
Going back to
Roman coins.
Some of those ancients, a lot of cool stuff like that. We'll have those in stock.
All right. Make sure that people, sometimes I push past this. I shouldn't. Could we talk about the eBay site and the website, which is
MobileBayCoins.com.
Real world, because people are doing shopping today. How they find where we are now?
We are in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. Little Flower, Whataburger, we're right in between.
Right. You'll see the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit out front. Yeah, we're right here. So come get some lunch with us, do some Christmas shopping, and visit at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Coming right back, John Sharp from AL.com joins us.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, happy National Starter Shopping Day for guys on this Friday as we get started from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Guys, you know, it's a serious deal. You know, it's in the past, you might have been able to goof around until maybe next Thursday. You can't do it in a lot of places because of supply chain issues. Not here. They are stacked up at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hopefully you get a chance to come by and see us here. But if you can't get out while the show's going on, they're here, of course, today and tomorrow, 9 to 2. I want to point out, too, this is great. So, I mean, the second I'm out here, I'm getting a text to the text line. Ben saying that they did the engraving for gifts for a child's baptism. Also, I got this. Let's see. Where's the this is something that is, I know, something y'all do out here. Dan says, my great-grandfather's wedding band that is now my wedding band, Tony, who does work here at the shop, sized it from a 6 up to a 10.5 and did absolutely amazing work. That's something we haven't gotten into in a while here either, is what they can do for jewelry repair and customization. So we'll talk more about that later on when Angelo comes back on with us. Right now, I want to say hello to John Sharp from AL.com. Hey, John. Have we lost John?
Hey, there, John. Sean, I'm here.
There he is, John Sharp, AL.com. Hey, John.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm good. I want to ask you this question. I mean, you and I have both been interviewed, documentaries about the bridge question, you know, all this. And you and I said in one of the interviews that, you know, like it dominated a whole year of conversation. And basically, wow, that's all behind us now. It's not. Are you surprised we're right back to where we were in 2019?
No, 2019, it was the dominant issue. And everything we've gone through since then with the coronavirus, you almost wish it was 2019 again. But, it was the dominant issue that year. And here we are in 2021, concluding this year, and it's, you know, kind of rising again as a big issue. But, it still, to me, lacks the momentum that 2019 had. It was the statewide issue that year, and involved the governor, involved John Cooper, involved our state lawmakers, involved, of course, both NPOs, involved Auditor Jim Ziegler and his group, and so on and so forth. So it really encompassed a lot of and also was part of some discussions going on radio stations and other parts of the state. Yeah. So I don't think we've gotten it back to that point yet, but it is certainly a big issue down here, and rightfully so. It's a huge project.
I say yet, and yet is right, because guess what I did yesterday? I've got interviewed by a TV show up in Huntsville that wanted to talk about it. So it's back to how it was before. So let's talk about this. If people for some reason didn't catch the discussion this week, the Eastern Shore MPO, the Mobile MPO, have agreed to put the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project in with certain parameters back on the TPO, right?
Yeah, that's correct. They got a plan. They've got an agreement. You know, both sides, while, you know, there wasn't really any public spatting between the two, they didn't really, you know, often see eye to eye, especially during the conclusion of how everything went down back in 2019. But now they got an agreement on the table, both with the Mobile MPO and Eastern Shore MPO, in which the project will be done all at once. I mean, that's their preference, to do this project at once. It'll be a five-year project with a much lower toll. They're not budging. They claim they don't want the toll to go any higher than $2.50. That would probably put it in line close to what we see down there at the wharf with the Foley Beach Express Bridge. So that's kind of where we're at there. However, unlike the Foley Beach Express Bridge, this would not be a private entity that would be owning the Mobile River Bridge or the Bayway. It would be still a public project. But then, you know, all sorts of questions rise up exactly how this thing will be paid for. Is that $2.50 toll enough, along with the various other, you know, forms of federal and state commitments? At this point, we really don't have the answers to that. And until there is a detailed financial plan to this project, I think we all should just kind of wait a moment and see exactly how this is all going to be configured. But as, where it stands right now, the Mobile and the Eastern Shore MPOs have their, they support a plan, they have a plan, they're presenting it to the state to take from there, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, y'all can read so much of this, too, as we're talking about it. Read it in John's piece over at AL.com. It's really, really good. We talked about the funding. You said let's wait and see, but let me make sure I understand it as it stands now. After that pressure the other day, you've got $125 million in that federal money, correct, that has a shelf life that needs to be spent here soon or allocated?
Yes, that's correct. By September 2022, it has to be committed for construction.
Okay. Then you have $250 million would be the state's portion. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's where we're at right now with that.
So everything else, unless I'm missing something, has to be paid for by that toll.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now. Okay. I think there's some hopes that, you know, there could be potential grant opportunities spawning off the infrastructure bill that was passed by the, you know, and signed into law by President Biden, but we don't know that yet. That's just conjecture. I mean, we just don't know that there could be potential more state funding down the line, perhaps a carve out through the gas tax increase. But again, we don't know. There's nothing but speculation there, too. So until the state comes back with a little bit more detailed financial plan, we really don't know how this thing will be paid for still. And that's part of the problem. Back in 2019, there was a very detailed plan. It was a public-private partnership. That's something that neither MPO wants to see done again. But at the time, the state had a very detailed analysis of how this project would be paid for. And we have yet to see that yet with this, where we're at right now. And my understanding with the MPOs both coming to an agreement, that kicks it up to the state to provide that kind of detailed analysis and where we'll go from there. But how the two MPOs and how this area reacts to what the state comes back with is to be determined. We'll see where we go.
I mean, so could the state come back? You know how there's those, I think, the five bullet points there from the MPOs. The state come back and say no to something like that? No to number three or number one? You know, I'm just picking one of them.
Well, I mean, potentially. But, you know, when I asked that question the other day during the news conference, Fairhope City Councilman Jack Burrell, who's the chairman of the Eastern Shore MPO, indicated that, you know, they had some very positive meetings with ALDOT, and that's a good thing. But of course, I'm not hearing from, and ALDOT seems to be, they see the brief comments I get from them is that, you know, things are moving on favorably. We got a good plan. There's a lot of caution, I think, from ALDOT right now, from what I sense. I mean, there's no, if there was a project that everybody could get around and champion, I think we would have seen, perhaps John Cooper or even Governor Ivey down here during the news conference as well, which we did not. My question was, I feel like we're getting one side of the story here from the MPOs. They're very much supportive of this project, and they got a plan that they all agree upon. That's terrific news. However, it's not final until everybody is joining together in a press conference championing this project, and that's where we're at.
And just joining us, talking to John Sharp from AL.com. Of course, we're talking bridge like he and I have, I don't know, how many tens of hours if you went back through the podcast of our discussions from 2019 and then on to now. You know, some of the things I look at on this list, and people asked me yesterday on the show, and then in that interview for TV, I said the same thing, is what I thought the poison pills were in the last plan have been removed. Now, people have take umbrage with a lot of things. We could talk about the people take, still with no toll at all or whatever. But the things I saw that derailed it, the thing to me that derailed the whole program was in 2019 in January. And I was interviewing engineers from ALDOT, and they, for the first time to me, said, well, of course, we're going to toll the Wallace Tunnel. You know, they said necessarily we'll toll the Wallace Tunnel because it would be leaky if not. In other words, people would avoid the toll. Well, one of the keys here, I think, the not having a PPP part of this, not having the public-private partnership out, I think that's good. I think the cap on the toll at 250 is good. But I think the win for this thing, what makes this thing possible to have a different outcome than last time, is this idea that you can take current routes without paying tolls. I think that's the biggest part of it.
Well, of course, that's a huge part of it. But again, I want to, urge caution here. Back in 2019, in interviews I had with ALDOT officials, the indication to me was that this issue of toll avoidance, which is, you know, you would take another route to avoid a toll, was one of the top concerns of Aldott at the time. That's the reason why they were tolling the Wallace Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so apparently something, you know, if Aldott's agreeable of all this from the MPO, something's changed along those lines. And I just don't know at what point we're at in that process when we come up with a finalized project. So, you know, that issue of toll avoidance is certainly key here. And, of course, another thing that I didn't get into in this article, but I've written about in other articles, is this issue of diverging more traffic, especially heavy truck traffic, through, you know, on the Cochrane-Africatown-USA bridge through Africatown at a time when there's millions of dollars being spent to try and rejuvenate that community in preparation of a tourism swing. So, you know, there's some questions there as well. There's a lot to be done still before we can say we got this project and we're moving forward with it. You know, certainly it's a moment to celebrate for the two MPOs to come to on an agreement here, but when it comes to a final project, and we're going to be talking about this, I'm going to be writing about this for a long time. It's going to go beyond next year as well, I have a feeling.
Yeah, but honestly, goodness, do you think they're going to try to come back? I just don't know anybody who would even bother with using the paper to print something out that says they're going to toll the Wallace Tunnel again. I think everybody knows that kills this whole deal.
Exactly, but you know, the question I have is then, you know, how are we going to pay for it again? Do we have enough money from a $2.50 toll? Is the entire area going to see a surge in an amount of traffic in order to finance a bridge? How's that going to work out through various financing schemes? I'll be interested to see. I mean, I really have a lot of questions about that because, again, I go back to 2019. There's a very detailed public-private partnership plan that had a lot of different finances tied to this thing. And right now I'm still not seeing that yet.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of questions coming in here on the text line. I don't know if you have answers to all or some or a few of these. Don asks, John, if they do decide to toll the bridge, will Alabama residents be able to write the toll off on their income taxes, especially those of us that use the bridge for business purposes? Has any discussion of that come up?
No, I don't have an answer to that. That hasn't come up.
Because I think one of the questions is, you know, we need to repeat, but you and I talked about it so many times, it's kind of old hat, was this idea where people said, well, yeah, we'll make it so there's no toll for people around here. And through federal law, you cannot be geographically biased for who pays and who doesn't pay. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. But, you know, you're right, though, with this free route, you know, this untold route and the Wallace Tunnel not being tolled. Of course, we also have the causeway. Here, also another issue that was raised, and this has been discussed by, you know, several TV stations. I raised it in my article as well. Is, you know, what kind of improvements can we expect on the causeway? Because we all know what's one of the first roads to be underwater whenever there's any kind of surge.
Even the south wind and a high tide. I mean, yeah, the parts of, you know, the south lanes of the causeway there along the foot of Chocolata go under when you have a 2-foot tide and a south wind and low pressure. Sure, they go under. And is that how it would be? You would take the entirety of that traffic from the Wallace and put it onto the causeway? At least during the rebuild?
That's a good question. I don't know exactly how that would be configured because at some point the toll kicks in, right? If you're taking the new bayway. But if you go through the Wallace, you know, can you get right off on an exit that take you right onto the causeway? That's, you know, I would suspect that's probably the case. But that's a good question. And there's, you know, we wait and see what Aldott comes back with because that's the big issue there. That's the big determining factor of what kind of plan, what kind of project we're looking at. Will it be radically different from the one we saw in 2019? Well, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes there. I really don't.
You say we got to wait. Do you have a timeline? Do you think we look at the Aldott response? Is that something that is just going to come when it comes, or is it a month, or is it 2 months, or 2 years? Well, do you know?
Well, I would expect it's not going to take 2 years, and I would expect it would take hopefully the early part of 2022. The MPO seemed to think, you know, they had discussions with John Cooper, the Aldott director. He's been down in this area in the last month or so, meeting with the two MPOs and going over this. So there has been a lot of discussions. They've been described as very favorable discussions good quality conversation. That's all I know. We get very little from Aldott on this. They've given positive comments to me when I ask about it, but I'm not getting the level of details, or we haven't seen them publicly as we did back in 2019.
All right, John, people want to read more about this. And like you know, you're going to go back to writing more about this all the time. How do they find you online? How do they find your work?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at JohnSharp99. And I appreciate the time here, Sean. I just think that it's something that, you know, people need to keep in mind that, you know, this is a new project that's out there, but that's coming from the MPOs right now. We also, you know, the state has to come back and with their proposal as well. It's a process, and it's just not something that's going to start tomorrow. It's a good moment to celebrate as far as there's this new project out there agreed upon by the MPOs, but hedge your celebration as well.
You're saying don't put, even if you're on the Bayway, don't put your cart before the horse.
Exactly.
Well said, John. Hey, if I don't talk to you beforehand, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
You too, Sean. Thank you.
All right, there he is, John Sharp, AL.com. Always a treat. And that man and I he has written so much about the bridge proposal from 2019 through. He and I talked, I don't know, probably 20 or 30 cumulative hours on the air during 2019 about it. And looks like we're back to doing that. All right, and we're back in just minutes here from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. It's Midday Mobile. I'm glad you're here.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Boogity, 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 and it's a Friday edition of Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. Another hour of live local talk coming up next hour, and we are here at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. But let's say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM Motor Cars and talk about if Santa's looking for a set of wheels, what you got for him?
Man, we got a lot full of jewels, no pun intended. But we got a great inventory. We got trucks, we got cars, we got SUVs, midsize, full size, Suburbans, Yukon XLs. So we got a great inventory right now.
All right. And what about if Santa is thinking financing? What about the options there?
Awesome. Like I say, we can get as low as 1.75 for approved customers. And I don't think that's been around anytime soon.
No, and you pointed out over time, people are like, hey, what's a point or two matter? What does it matter?
It can be thousands of dollars depending on the price of the vehicle that you're buying and financing.
I tell you what, people need to come check out that inventory. Let's tell them how to get to you online and in the real world.
Come see us at Highway 9 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. I don't have enough time to have the holiday music ready to go here, but I saw this, just so everybody knows. TSA says, and Dalton, I know you'll be interested in this because we follow this. We track this stuff year to year. TSA says, TSA, not AAA, but this is TSA, but also I'm sure AAA is involved as well, is expecting some of the busiest travel days of the season in the coming weeks. Why do we write these stories? Why do we write these stories? Who has been surprised by the fact that Christmas is busy? But now here's the story. With the holidays just around the corner. I can't do this. With the holidays just around the corner, the Transportation Security Administration is expecting some of the busiest travel days of the season in the coming weeks. You don't say. Specifically, the TSA anticipates Wednesday, December 22nd, and Thursday, December 23rd, to be the busiest who is right? I mean, are they just cut and pasting it from last year? Except maybe pre-pandemic. They expect Wednesday, December 22nd, and Thursday. This is why I could never do that and not being a handsome guy. That's why I never did TV, right? Because TV folks, I love my TV friends, but they got to read stories like this and not crack up. Specifically, the TSA anticipates Wednesday, December 22nd, and Thursday, December 23rd to be the busiest pre-holiday dates for national and local travel, while Sunday, January 2nd, and Monday, January 3rd are anticipated to be the busiest day for post-holiday travel. Thank you. Thank you, Associated TSA, AAA, Cut and Paste Media. I'm glad we had that news flash there. Oh, and do we have time here? If not, we're going to talk. Yeah, okay, we'll do this next hour. Because we're talking precious metals here, and it got me thinking about stories of, like, knots of precious metals and precious metals that the thieves get out there. We always talk about, are they stealing something that they can go fence out there? You know, they can, which I like that term for selling stolen goods. What if you showed up at the pawn shop with a 58-foot-long bridge, a pedestrian bridge from a park in Ohio, and tried to sell it? Well, they lost one. It got stolen the other night. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. We are live at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry.